We talk about sustainability in so many ways, Yes, the sustainability of the land. Okay. But also sustainability for people. In Indigenous communities, that is both a modern day challenge. How do you keep a community alive when the only economic opportunities could be hundreds of kilometers away? And it's also a value and tradition that has existed for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. A new partnership between the Center for Business Venturing at the Smith School of Business at Queen's University and Spalyan Education Group is hoping to provide some unique training customized to Indigenous communities. JP Shearer, partnership lead for Smith and associate director of the center, and June Lulua, founder of Spalyan Education Group, joins me now to talk about the program. Hello to you both.
Hi there.
Hello, Bruce.
On which traditional lands are we speaking with you today? June 1st, JP 2nd.
I'm speaking from the traditional lands of the Tsilhqot'in people in Haniquitin.
JP?
Bruce, I am situated in Kingston, Ontario, and Queens is situated in the traditional Anishinaabe in Haudenosaunee territory. And I'm grateful to be able to live, learn, and play on these lands.
June, tell me about the program. What does it set out to accomplish? What difference does it set out to make?
So the program is delivered to all six communities in the Tsilhqot'in Nation, and it's so significant for the Tsilhqot'in Nation because this partnership has given our nation the opportunity to identify our own capacity needs and design programming to fill those gaps in a way that's culturally safe for our people. And so for our members, partnering with such a high top-tier institution like Queen's University gives our students the ability to add this university to their resume should they decide to work outside of our nation.
Indigenous communities are so incredibly diverse in terms of the region and the land and the economic opportunities and the stories and all that. Tell me about the communities where this training will be offered and what we would find there if we were able to be there in person.
So we are located on the tidal lands, so Tsilhqot'in tidal lands, and the six communities that are taking part our Haniquitin First Nations government, Unas'iten government, Klatengo government, Tsidaldal First Nations, Klesko, and Estila First Nation. And what you will see out here is the beautiful, vast, untouched territory of the Tsilhqot'in people.
And what sort of economic opportunities, and that may be the wrong word, but it would be different in this part of British Columbia than it might be in the north of this country where resources might be relevant or tourism or what? How might the learning manifest in terms of opportunities for the people in these communities?
So the economy in our communities are underdeveloped. Mostly you see farmland, ranches, a little bit of tourism. But what you don't see a lot of is entrepreneurship, which is, you know, it's a traditional way of Indigenous, it's a traditional Indigenous economy is for people to have their own businesses. And so we'd like to see entrepreneurs starting businesses of their own.
JP, tell me about what participants will learn in these programs.
So in this particular program, they're learning anything from proposal writing, which they can develop into grant writing. They're learning about the administrations and operations. They're learning about critical thinking, about communication. And also the new program that June has developed is the Certificate in Completion for Indigenous Leadership, which we're particularly excited about.
Tell us about that part, June.
So the Certificate of Completion in Indigenous Leadership is so, so exciting. So we have your typical manager skills development, such as human relations. We throw in some personal development. You have your typical administration and team building. But the most exciting part is the Indigenous governance module, which is 2 weeks intensive towards the end. And what we're going to see in there, it's delivered by Chief Russ Myers. He's the previous chief of one of our communities, Unas'iten government. And through there, he will teach students about colonization and Tsilhqot'in resistance, about the Indian Act and Tsilhqot'in governance, about just the political legal landscape and UNDRIP. He talks about Aboriginal title and the Tsilhqot'in William decisions, which are Supreme Court cases. He'll go into post-title and the Tsilhqot'in Nenke-Dene Accord, which is a huge agreement, federal and Tsilhqot'in Nation agreement. He'll go into nation building and constitutional development. He'll reflect on leadership and self-determination, and then he'll go and engage the students to look back and look forward into what our governance structure will look like.
JP, this program builds on the success of a pilot. What were some of the things that you learned throughout that process? Because I can imagine that, you know, a traditional out-of-the-box business program would not fly when the cultural context is so different.
No, and that's correct, Bruce. The pilot was a partnership between Redbird Circle Inc., which is actually run by Jonathan Redbird and Christina Tack-Tampa, who are actually alumni of our Masters Management Innovation Entrepreneurship program here at Smith. The Honeyguiquin First Nations Government, of which, you know, June was involved as well in the Center for Business Venturing at the school. The principal goal of that pilot was to really provide skills development. And it was originally intended for 10 unemployed or employed people or underemployed members of that community with a desire of moving them to employment or entrepreneurship. So training was delivered in administration, innovation, entrepreneurship, business management, and it was delivered by faculty, Smith and staff, as well as some Indigenous leaders. And then we blended in a coaching model. In total, 32 community members, 32 registered for that program, including both people who were living on reserve and off reserve. It was an immersive experience, and the students got to influence their community by actually working in real-time projects that created impact. As a result, we had 100% satisfaction rate, 85% of students completed the program, 90% actually stated they were interested in furthering education, which actually was one of the stimuluses to go into partnership with Spalion to continue that education on, and 96% said that they were actually more prepared for the workforce. And also three new entrepreneurial businesses were launched during that time. It was a great success. But the feedback, when you talk about, you know, the traditional out-of-the-box education system, the feedback was blending in more of the Indigenous training, blending in more of the Indigenous leadership, bringing in more Indigenous instructors. And by co-designing this along with June, we've managed to do that in such a way that we're bringing more people to the fore who are in touch with the traditional Western education, but also with the way that Indigenous education should be delivered and must be delivered.
June, just before we go here, I want to ask you, if you and I were to connect in 5 years, so this program has grown, it has thrived, and we were to touch base 5 years from now, what would be some things that you would describe looking back on that time that would underscore how smashing a success this partnership became?
I think 5 years from now, we would look back on the pilot program and how it delivered on the goals we initially set out, but it would also showcase the catalyst of this partnership in showing what a progressive and innovative nature Queen's University has in taking a chance on such an out-of-the-box program. And in 5 years from now, the Tsilhqot'in Nation will have their own Tsilhqot'in institution partnering with Western institutions to better design program for our people.
Very, very exciting. Thank you both for joining us today.
Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you.
JP Shear is the partnership lead for the Smith School of Business, and June Lulua is the founder of Spalion Education Group.